You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, coming to you live from my car. We're getting ready for the Casa LA Wine and Art benefiting court-appointed youth. So sometimes I'm on the road and duty calls, but it's that time of year, guys. So if you are looking for a charitable thing to do this holiday season, end of the year, end of Q4, look into Casa LA. They're really helping a lot of kids in the system get the things they need. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce my guest today, Amanda Webster. Hi, Amanda. Welcome to The Startup.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So am I. Why don't you tell the listeners and viewers who you are and what you're doing?
So on the personal side, I'm a mom of five, married to a career military man. And this is Veterans Day, so that was really fitting for today.
Yes, happy Veterans Day.
Thank you. On the career side, I'm the chief operating officer for a company called Funding Grow, and we specifically help entrepreneurs, a majority of which startups specifically, start their dreams of being, you know, business owners and getting them the funding they need to do so.
Love that. And I mean, wow, you know, having five kids in a family is a startup all on its own, I'm sure. And, you know, can you share with us how, what's your origin story? Like, where did you get the passion for this and how did you start?
So I actually started in legal, weirdly enough. Found an ad way back in the day when they were in the newspaper, but ended up in the legal world for many years, but ended up managing law firms. And I was actually helping parents who lost their children to DCF, trying to get them onto the right road. And then just kind of found a burnout there. It's really kind of tiring to get into the whole foster parents and the whole system that goes with that. But it is rewarding, don't get me wrong. But I did it for 17 years. And then COVID happened. And it kind of launched me to make some changes. And met the CEO, Ari, and just found this amazing passion that he has. And it just ignited me to go, you know, this is a new challenge for me to help businesses across the entire U.S., especially during COVID, to help them start businesses and not have to worry about working the 9-to-5 and being able to get off and follow their American dream that, you know, that we all buy into.
I think that that is wonderful. And, you know, people know that watch this. I did a couple COVID documentaries, but on the humanitarian side rather than the political side and how people were maneuvering that time. I'll have to share it with you. But I'd love to hear more about that in the future, because what a difficult time in history. This once in 100 year event. And a lot of people found themselves in that space of like, all right, am I happy? What am I really doing with my life? I mean, you know, where do you find your startup assistance here? It has helped people the most during COVID. Are there some stories that stand out in your head that you really feel proud of?
Yeah, like we had a restaurant owner who, for obvious reasons, wasn't able to operate normally and had to pivot. And so we assisted him in getting funds to open a food truck so that he could be mobile, and post COVID did so well that he actually never reopened the actual brick and mortar restaurant and is still doing the food truck. We had another one that launched their hot sauce brand off of the startup funding and like sent us a whole care package, and we all love the hot sauce and just love to see that. We've had actually some athletes post, you know, playing in different sports and being on the pro level, needing some startup funds and different ventures they were doing. So it's exciting to see, because we work across all the industries and seeing all the different passions that people have. We've helped hair salons, daycares, you know, restaurants. It really doesn't. The last really fun one was a barbershop, and it was in like downtown New York. And it was super exciting just to like see him transform from being in his like garage area to actually having a storefront.
Wow, this is really inspiring. And, you know, now's the time where people are wrapping up, like I said, Q4, and looking ahead for the new year and what they're doing and where they're going with their businesses, especially on the startup and scaling. So what do you look for in a startup where you would help them fund them and grow. I know that a lot of people run into issues of just not having any business credit, not having their Duns and Bradstreet, not, you know, just getting their EIN, having it lean on their personal credit, and a lot of unconventional vendors, you know, that get paid on like Venmo or PayPal, and they don't have the conventional banking. What are you finding that you're looking for? Who are you helping this next year?
So everybody, but the good niche market that we have is we actually work in the business credit space, not the corporate credit, where it's the vendor Duns and Bradstreet side. So we actually help people get business credit cards with super high limits to be able to just use that for funding. And we target specifically like 0% offers, long-term offers. And there's third-party ways if you're working with somebody who doesn't accept a credit card to pay them for a small fee. But we show people how you can use business credit, especially in the beginning. It doesn't go on your personal credit because a lot of startups are using their personal credit, personal funds, and they're draining themselves. And then they're tanking their credit because they're just overutilized. They can't, you know, sustain it. But also, you can't normally get a $90,000 credit card on the personal side. That's not a normal thing. But on the business side, it's not that hard if you get everything set up. And we actually help them with that as well, setting up the LLC, getting the EIN number if they don't already have it, doing the Duns & Bradstreet. We have all of that within our umbrella. Right. People who've been in business, we also have business loans that we can help them, but that's just not our target. Our target is specifically the people who can't necessarily get access to the conventional side and going to the, you know, the hard money side. It's just so expensive to get that kind of funding and not realistic startup, because it's hard enough when you're starting out to get in the green because you spend so much money in the beginning.
It's true. And getting into the capital market, just coming out of, you know, from conception is a challenge. It sounds like you're really someone that can build, bridge the gap here. So if you could give us a few tips or insights on how you're able to do it without giving away your secret sauce, because we want people to come to you. Before you do that, let's plug your website and how people can contact you if they want to speak with you.
Yeah. So the main website is just www.fundandgrow, all spelled out, .com. But if you want to learn more about me and the origin stories of things, you can do fundandgrow.com/Amanda. And that's going to bring you to a bunch of different links and things that talk about not only myself, but our CEO and how he started. Because he actually started Fund and Grow with business credit. So he literally can say, I did this model to start this business in my living room. And now it's a multi-million dollar company. It's a huge origin story for him as well.
We'll have to, listen, this is like, guys, this is an early Christmas gift, come from the heavens above, early Hanukkah, early Kwanzaa for everybody. Because, you know, this is really something that is in the space that I'm working with people. And, you know, myself right now, I'm working on my MBA at Pepperdine and learning the tools. But let's say you just incorporate, you just got your LLC, you just got your EIN. Let's say you have a 650 or 600 personal credit, 700, but you're not great, but you're not horrible. Let's say you rent, you don't own, just the normal person. How do they get a line of credit? Give us a couple tips.
So the beautiful thing about business credit in the space that we're in is your assets don't matter. You don't need collateral. You don't need any, it's not secured. So that's a great benefit, as especially a brand new business. If you're at 680 or above, you're probably ready to go. There's probably not a lot of things we have to do. If you're under, then there are certain things that we coach people through that can bump their credit score. There's a lot of weird hidden things people don't realize about their credit scores. The bureaus are not made to be our friends. They're made to really make sure that they're only giving money to the people who are worth it. So we have to make it look like you're worth it.
That's right.
We have a lot of really talented people who dive in on the front side and dive in and analyze credit on the raw data side. So we're not looking at like your Credit Karma report. We're looking at a bank level report. It's going to be able to give all these little details that the banks see. The funniest thing I tell people, this little secret that I spill all the time, is like, everybody thinks a no limit card is a great thing, right? You get this black card. It's no limit. It's amazing. Okay. But what they don't know is on the bank level side, it literally shows no limit. So when you put a dollar on it, you're now over the limit of the card. So it's
wow.
People will have 850 credit scores, and that one little detail actually gets them denied credit.
Wait a minute. Let's run this back. This is a really good spill in the tea here with Amanda Webster, guys, from Fund and Grow. You're saying if you get a no limit business card and you charge it, you go get a Starbucks, a few bucks, it shows that you're over the limit?
If you don't get the bureaus to report it correctly, which they will not automatically do unless you reach out and give them that detail, it will look like you're over the limit on the bank level side. On the consumer side, you'll look fine. And that's what everybody looks at. They look at their different credit monitoring services or whatever they're using. Those Vantage scores aren't real. The score might be close, but the details in them are not real.
Wow, so interesting. And so now, you know, in going into Q1, how many clients are you looking to get? New clients are you looking to get? You're probably very booked and busy, but I can send you people because we've got some people that need the help. You're looking for all types, right? Everything?
We do everything. We have two limits. The lenders that we work with have two limits, and we cannot fund anything in the crypto market, which is probably not surprising to anyone. That's like the hardest market to get anything in.
Yeah. And still new.
The cannabis industry is a difficult one. We have sources, but it's not traditional. You can't get a traditional lender to lend to the cannabis. I mean, there's ways around it, you know, real estate company, you know, owns the building.
Yeah. Little loopholes. Yeah. It's always those two though. And not surprising. We've come a little ways, but we're not there yet. Really great. What else do you want to share with us that maybe people don't know about what you do? What, you know, maybe there's a piece of it that you're just so passionate about, or what really lights you up about this?
I think what really excites me every time I talk to new people and do any type of appearances is that they don't even know what business credit really is. And so I always say, listen, go to my website, go watch the free webinar and just educate yourself on what it is that we even do. And there was always like, can I do it myself? Of course you can. You can absolutely go get business credit by yourself. This isn't like rocket science in that sense, but there is a very specific method. And what people don't understand is that when you apply, it's a computer that tells you whether you're approved or not. It's an algorithm.
Yeah.
People just stop there. Okay, I was denied, and they move on. But that's not how business credit works. You can actually go in and speak with underwriting and get them to look at your credit and actually talk them through it and turn it into those denials into approvals, which is one of the things that we're the most successful at. So I always say, go educate. And that's the thing that I love doing. I love going to local schools and educating young kids about credit in general. But go learn what business credit is and what it actually can do for your business, specifically in the startup space. Yeah. And then, yes, you can do it yourself. You absolutely can. But if your pipes burst in your house, are you going to call the plumber or are you going to go try to DIY yourself it on Google?
Right. Pinterest page isn't going to save the pipes.
You can do it. Can absolutely do it. We actually have a Black Friday sale coming up. We'll go live on Black Friday. The stuff won't go live until like the 17th, but if anyone's truly interested, that'll be the best one. You can go on live. We'll have hundreds of people on, but we'll do a full Q&A. There's lots of bonuses and offers that we put into that as well. But on the front side, if you have anybody, if anyone's listening, wants to just know, we offer a free consultation on the front side. We'll go through your credit. It's a soft pull, and we'll tell you exactly what you can expect from business credit.
Beautiful. So 680 and above gets you in the door. If you're not at 680, get it to 680 and then give you a call. And then that's great. And you've got a Black Friday code. Do you have a black, like, what's your range if somebody wants to hire you after the consult discovery call?
So we have we have two different types of member or offers. One is a membership. It's a 12-month membership that gives all types of stuff within it. Coachings, counselings, three rounds of funding, all of that. That is $3,497 flat fee, but we do have payment plans. You can get in as low as $847 for five payments. The good thing is you can use that to sign up and then use your credit that we get you to pay for the rest if you want, so you don't have to out of pocket all of it. It's also tax deductible on your taxes, our services.
Yes.
But then we have a 60-day money-back guarantee. on top of all of that, so if we can't get you funding, you're covered. If anybody who just wants to try it and doesn't want to pay it up front, we do have a back-end funding, which is $1 to sign up, and then you pay us 8% of what we get you. So whatever we obtain, you just pay us 8% after we've done it. So we'll prove to you we can do it, but it is going to be a little more expensive on that side because we prioritize those files.
I really like that you've customized a couple packages to make sure everybody can be included. And yeah, you got to pay to play in some way or another in life, but I really do love what you're offering and you seem so passionate about it. What would you say your success rate has been, Amanda?
I would say that we normally have at least an 80% success rate. And then that 20% is going to be either people who we did refund because they just didn't qualify. A lot of times people will sign up online and we find out after that they don't qualify. But then the rest of them, it's because they needed credit repair and it just takes so long sometimes to get credit repair done. It's not a fun process because, again, the bureaus are not your friend. Some of those might turn into success once they're done. It's just that they're sitting there unsuccessful right now.
Yeah, it takes time. Get on that credit, everybody, and get with Amanda Webster, fundandgrow.com/Amanda. If you want to hear her story, there's a Black Friday sale, Amanda. We're so excited. Thank you for trying again and getting on here. Happy Veterans Day to your family and to all the veterans out there. And Sam, text me and let me know if our other guest is here. If not, what will you start up today? Thank you so much for being here, Amanda. You have to come back. Will you come back after the holidays?
I will come back anytime you want me. This is so easy. I'm sitting at home in my office. It's so
I love it. I love it. You got the gamer chair too, girlfriend. I like that chair.
My husband and I share an office. There's actually two of them sitting here.
Oh, look at that. I love it. Well, you know what? You always have a spot here in LA. We're doing the Emmys celebrity event in January, and there's 100 celebrities, media, and guests in the room that I'm sure could use your services. Everybody's, you know, doing a podcast, starting spinoff businesses, and things are shifting.
Absolutely. Podcasts are getting huge, and they're not going to slow down anytime soon.
Amen, girl. Amen. Thank you for being here, Amanda, and we'll see you soon. And let me just give a little update on everything else here, guys. Yes, I'm here at Casa LA Wine and Art for court-appointed youth. Thank you so much to our sponsors, Amore Propre, I would say it wrong, skincare. Thank you so much for your support. Michael Solberg Family Wines, Casa LA is helping court-appointed youth with no family members. They're in the system. This charity, they pour wine. People bid on art. It's a simple scenario, but it really goes a long way and helps people. We've been involved for a few years now. So thank you for having us back at the Wine Caterers is who's pouring today. Marty, shout out to our wine associate, Marty. I've got to get back in there. Guys, I've got the pandemic film announcement coming very soon. Mark your calendars for New Year's Eve. I'll tell you more about it. It's coming out, finally. Thank you, Sam, for everything. What will you start up today? I will see you guys next week. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.